conversation.
That's pleasing that we've went two games undefeated, but just on today's game, I think the first half we were by far the better team. We should have been more in front. And when you don't, you always leave yourself a wee bit that you've got to be under pressure in the second half. And I thought, you know, Dunfermline did put us under a lot of pressure in the second half. And for the 20-25 minutes, whatever it was, we couldn't get out. You know, we were a lot of long throws we were having to deal with. And I need to go back and look at that on the video and see if is there a reason why we couldn't get out. But, you know, the disappointing thing for us is we came again with the last 15, but I would say for about two-thirds of the game we were fine. But the one-third that we were sort of were the second-best team, we've lost two goals. And it can't be like that, that when a team get a little bit of spell against us, because they're going, every team will generally have a spell in the game. When a team gets that sort of period, you need to make sure that you're not conceding goals. And just now we're conceding when teams are putting us under a bit of pressure. But credit to the players again, 2-1 behind for the second week, 1-1 to 2-1 down. To come again and get it, you know, pleasing for that side of it. But again, you know, you're always disappointed when you're in front at half time and you didn't go on and win the match.
But you must have been quite happy with the comeback, actually, after Dunfermline went ahead.
Yeah, it's the same as last week. That's very pleasing because it shows me the lads are together and there's a bit of spirit. Would have easily for them heads to go down. But what I'm saying now is, you know, that's great. You know, we've had a couple of draws. We've sort of stopped the rot. Now we need to turn those draws into wins.
You've talked about stopping the rot there. Have you seen enough in the last couple of games with the comebacks to think that ending this long winless run in the league was just around?
Yeah, but you know, you think you've got to look at everything as... I think you've got to look at everything as well that... sorry, that's just putting me off the door going on and shut, open, shut, open, shut. I think you've got to look at it. Kai goes off with a cut head. 3 or 4 seconds, he's off the... 4 minutes, he's off the pitch. You get told he can't go on. Your only real senior outfield player you can put on the bench is Danny. So Danny goes on. Then when we're looking as though we could do a bit of energy, you've got to rely on young lads. Now listen, Owen done great when he went on. He done really, really well. But you didn't want to be putting two or three on at once. And because it's a difficult game, it's two, you know, it's in the balance. And you've got to try and protect the youngsters as well. So it's just evident for me, the biggest thing, like I said after the first game, we need players. You know, and I'm in the process of getting players. We're close to getting a couple of players tied up that will be available for January the 7th. And for our first game in January, and we'll probably need a couple more. But what I would say is, you know, the young lad like Owen, he came on and he done well, and you know, and it was good to see that.
That's great. Great stuff. Thank you.